Yevamos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 1-3. And now the Mishnah goes on to consider that on the master list of Arayos, incestuous relationships, there are actually more than 15. So what about those other ones? So the Mishnah here is going to say, yeah, of course there are others. In fact, our Mishnah will list 6 others. But those don't feature on the first Mishnah's list because those are relationships that essentially come through the father's side. And if we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, from the same father, and that's the only time that Yibum is ever relevant because they need to be brothers to the father's side. And if Reuven is forbidden through one of the Arayos, a forbidden ancestral relationship to marry, let's say, his father's wife or sister and so on, so that prohibition is equally binding on Reuven and Shimon. More than that, it's actually impossible, like legally impossible, to marry your own mother or your father's sister and so on. If a person would try to get married to them, it just wouldn't work. It's not legally binding. So our Mishnah's point here is, even if you had, like, let's say, a crazy scenario, like something out of Oedipus, you know, where a person marries a woman thinking that she's permitted to him, but it turns out after he dies, the truth comes out, and really it was his, you know, his aunt or his grandmother or something. So then, A, that marriage is not a marriage, and B, she's not relevant in the equation of Yibum, because just as they couldn't be married, so if they're not married, then of course it doesn't fall to Reuven, the other brother, to whom she anyway should be forbidden as an heir of all to herself. So our mission therefore says there are 6 women, 6 relationships like that, which are equally binding on both Reuven and Shimon, the two brothers, and therefore they don't make it to the list. So our mission says, Sheish Arayos Chamuros Melu. There are actually 6 forbidden connections that are even more severe, more intense than the ones on the previous Mishnah, so much so they couldn't get off the ground in the first place, as we described. Bibnei Shenesuos Lacherim, because such women, they can marry other people, but they certainly cannot marry either of these two brothers ever. And therefore, Tsarosein Mutaros, if it turns out that after Shimon dies, Shimon leaves 2 supposed widows, but one of the widows turns out to be, like, you know, I don't know, his father's wife or mother or grandmother or whatever, so then the 6th on this list, so then that marriage is not a marriage, and therefore the only other widow is the only widow, and therefore the fact that the would-be woman is an erva to Reuven, the surviving brother, she's not in the equation, and therefore the co-wives, the only wives, in truth, are permitted to do Yibum or Chalitza, and must do Yibum or Chalitza with the surviving brother, Reuven. And here they are. Imo, we'll focus on Reuven, the surviving brother, but it's the same for both, really. Imo, his mother, I'll come back to that in a moment, just leave that as is for now. Ve'eshes Aviv, his father's wife, meaning even his father's wife. Now, obviously, if Reuven is the son of the father, we'll call him Avraham, so that's his father's wife. So we'll have to come back to that in a minute. But anyways, the father's wife is forbidden to Reuven and equally forbidden to Shimon, therefore Shimon couldn't marry him in the first place. Vachos Aviv, his father's sisters, also forbidden to both Reuven and Shimon equally, therefore it couldn't happen. Achosom Aviv, his Reuven's sister, that they share a common father, so that means that she's at least a half-sister to both Reuven and Shimon, but you can't marry your sister, so neither Reuven nor Shimon could marry her. Ve'eshes Achi Aviv, the wife of his father's brother, that would be called his aunt, Reuven's aunt in English, but this is the aunt who is the wife of his father's brother, in contrast to Ve'eshes Achiv Me'aviv, his brother's wife. His brother's wife, where they have a common father. So there are 3 brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and if, let's say, Levi had a wife, then Levi divorces her, and then Shimon marries her, not in the context of Yibum, so then no, Shimon can't marry her, because she's his brother Levi's wife, and therefore she's forbidden to him. Only in the context of Yibum does this ever get permitted, and therefore, if Shimon has other wives besides this one, those wives would fall to Reuven for Yibum. Okay, now I said we're going to skip this Imo thing. The problem with Imo, Reuven's mother, is that the second one list was Eshes Aviv, his father's wife. So for these to not be the same person, the first woman, Imo, should really kind of be read as like his father's anousis aviv, meaning his father's consort, but not his wife. They had a baby together, but they weren't married. So this Tana of our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that on the list of forbidden incestuous relationships, arayos, also is anousis aviv, the person with whom one's father slept, even if they never were married. And that's the emo of our Mishnah over here. And certainly whoever the father sleeps with is forbidden, both to Reuven and Shimon, the two sons, equally, and therefore couldn't get off the ground like the other cases. Worth noting is that the halacha follows the chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see that later on. For now, the point is, that'll be in the beginning of chapter 11 of Yomos. In any case, but the point is, halacha zeh chacham, that anusas aviv, one's father's consort, to whom he was not married, is not an erva, and then therefore one could marry her, and therefore if Shimon ended up marrying his father's consort, so then indeed she would be muteris to get married, and actually also permitted also for Yibum to Reuven, the surviving brother. So that's not the case here in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi, like the Chacham, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Anusas Aviv, the father's consort, is prohibited.